Debate on the floor of the Ohio Senate and House can occasionally get bitter, and even governors can say disrespectful things they later regret. For example, there was Republican Governor John Kasich's verbal blast at a policeman.
Have you ever been stopped by a policeman who was an idiot? I had this idiot pull me over on 315.
And just this week, Democratic State Senator Mike Skindle got so upset about a bill being passed, he lashed out at a colleague.
Senator, don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining. The scales of justice are not out of balance in Ohio.
Much of this over-the-top rhetoric is between Democrats and Republicans, but once in a while, especially during a primary election, candidates can go beyond debating an issue and lambast the personal integrity of a challenger within their own party. Putting a damper on all this bitterness was the goal of this bipartisan seminar in Columbus. One of the two co-leaders was Democratic State Representative Ted Celeste. His advice for fellow lawmakers?
To listen, to respect the person that you're talking to, and to understand that there is no real truth, that truth is what everybody perceives it to be.
Does that mean that people can be on the far right and the far left and still be civil and still argue strongly?
Absolutely. And arguing, the point of arguing strongly is no personal assassination, no character assassination, in any disagreement, honoring the person that you're talking to for having the position that they do, and try to creatively listen to what they're saying.
Is it important for Democrats to admit that some of their own party members have crossed the line? And is it important for Republicans to say, yes, some of our members have crossed the line?
Two things. Yes, it's important for each party to admit that they have their own folks who are problematic. And two, to learn how to have a discussion with the person that's doing that and say, you know, there's another way you could do that.
Gary Scheer has been a Republican state representative less than a year. He said he's been delighted by how little bitterness there is among Ohio lawmakers, but he added things can always get better. So his advice is,
if we think about us as individuals on, this sounds a little magnanimous, but as tiny specks on this earth and in this universe, life is too short to not be able to get along, even if we disagree on some pretty major issues.
Organizers of this seminar on civil discourse stressed the goal is not to avoid good, strong debate over controversial public policy options. Instead, the goal is to focus on policy and not get involved in personal attacks.
You know, there's a difference between not agreeing on a position and contrasting that that person is an evil person.
That was Scott Racker, a Republican state representative from Iowa and a co-leader of the seminar.
We should be the models. Those that have had the privilege and opportunity to hold public service should be the models of the expectations we have. It's really tough to ask eighth graders to not tease, taunt, and harass their classmates in a hallway or a student council election when leaders of our country and our states do demeaning, deceptive, and misrepresentation campaigning ourselves. So I think we can all step it up.
Among the 20 or so attendees was one of the Ohio legislature's most soft-spoken and respectful lawmakers, Democrat Tom Sawyer.
I don't think you can tell people. I don't think you can teach it. I think you can only model it.
Organizers of this seminar are hoping to do what they did here in Ohio, in other states. Plus, they want to launch a similar drive in Congress. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.